Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you? Hello?
Hey, yes, my phone was beeping, and I was looking at the number. Yes, ma'am, I had a question, and the hospital gave me this number. They gave me two numbers, and the first one wouldn't go through, and then they gave me this one. Like, my mother and myself have been diagnosed with the virus in December. It is now February. We never got really sick. They called me asymptomatic. I never had any symptoms, but we are all doing okay now. But the problem is, I'm trying to find out how long is a waiting period before you can even be, when the shots become available. If the shots became available, let's say this month or next month, how long if you've had the virus, how long are you required to wait before you can take a vaccination?
So you said how long do you have to wait to take the vaccination?
Yeah, if you've had the virus. Yesterday I was in town, and I was in the courthouse, and a man and a lady in front of me were talking, and I heard them saying that you are required to wait 3 months after you've had the virus before you can take the COVID shot. You know,
yes,
if it was available. So I'm just trying to find out. I call myself calling some experts to see what they would say.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, it is 3 months, but let me check for you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, I have a quick question. Have you contacted your physician? Because we can't, like, we're at the health department, but we can't really give you an exact time because usually your doctor has to tell you that information. After you get tested for COVID, they will actually have to tell you when you're able to get the vaccine, especially if you're elderly.
I take care of my mother, and she's 94 years old, and she's wheelchair bound. Yes.
Right. So, yeah,
but usually, I knew they were going to be doing the shots down here for those that were 65 years. So, is this where they in Camden, Alabama?
Is there one in Camden,
I'm
Alabama?
Asking, is this number to Camden, Alabama I called?
No, ma'am. This is a statewide number, so
all right.
Over.
Well, I am glad of that. I thought you sounded like somebody right out here in Camden.
No, ma'am.
I had not contacted them because I was trying to call the hotline, some experts whom I thought might know. Like when I called the hospital where she was tested at, the hospital when my mother was diagnosed with COVID. And when we left from out there, they gave me a hotline number, and they said, any questions you have, you call them, and they'll be able to answer you. But I never did call them because the pharmacist up here was helping me. The guy at the pharmacist was giving us, me and my mother, the vitamins and stuff, all the stuff that we needed. And I tried to get them, put her in the hospital. They said she didn't meet the criteria because she never really, really got sick. She coughed a lot. But because I take care of my mother every day, then I caught it from my mother, me and my mother, and because my niece brought it from Greenville and infected my mama by hugging her, and I was not up there. And so it was me, my mama, and my son that stays there. All of us were tested positive, and we quarantined in the same house for a whole month. This was in the end of December. End of January, they had told me. I tried to get us retested. They would not retest us, saying that you didn't have to be retested, but I wanted to be retested. They still would not retest us. I called the clinic. I called my doctor. They said, you don't have to be retested, Ms. Hattie, but I want to be retested. It does not matter. You're not required to retest you. So we have not been retested, even though we are all doing pretty good. Now, only thing about it, when my mother, she got dehydrated, and they had to give her some fluids. And I took her to Selma on my own because I called hospice with nobody give me no answers as to what to do. I knew she was throwing up. She has peptic ulcer disease, too. But I knew I had to do something. So I called the Selma Hospital, explained that we had the COVID, but I didn't know I thought my mother was dying. I did not know. But it came out to be she was dehydrated. They would not keep her, said that she still didn't meet the criteria. It was just she was dehydrated. They tried to keep fluids in her, and they sent her back home. So I had to continue to take care of my mother. But like I said, it's been a month and from the last week in December to now, I guess it's been a month and 2 weeks. But I knew it was a paper came out saying it's going to be some shots we're going to be giving out. I don't know if it's March. For those 65 years of age or older, and said bring her, put her in the car, bring her. This year in Camden. And so she cannot walk. It's difficult for me to try to get her in the car. And when I was at the courthouse, right, just they're getting some paperwork, I overheard this conversation, so I said I was going to try to call this hotline. That 855 number, the first number the hospital regave me when I called back out there, it said the number couldn't be reached from my area, so they pulled up another number, and this number here is to you. And so that's why I'm trying to find. How long do you have to wait? But if it's a COVID hotline, I thought they were supposed to be able to answer the questions that you might have about COVID.
Yeah, if it's about COVID, but it's different questions that we can only answer, because when it comes to actually knowing the days, like the days after of when you have to get the vaccine, we wouldn't know that information. Your doctor has to tell you that, because we can't just tell you when to go get it and we don't have the information. So, yeah, that's why we just tell you.
No, I thought it was a waiting period that you knew whether or not you have to wait 3 months, 2 months, a week, 5 months.
Yeah, they don't give us that information. So, yeah, that part we wouldn't know.
So what part about COVID do we have?
The only thing we do on this line is give testing sites. This is just we're just a hotline. So the only thing we do is give testing sites to be tested for COVID-19, not the vaccine. If you're trying to be tested for get the vaccine shot, we have a number that you have to call to pre-register with. But we only have two numbers.
So
the
maybe
one
I
four.
Can have that number for the one where you can be pre-registered, and they can.
They
tell
only
me.
Pre-register though. They don't really give. Like, none of us can tell you that information. Only people that can tell you that is your doctor.
Oh, goodness. I called them. All right, sweetheart.
All right. Was there anything else I can try to help you with?
No, baby. You sound so young. All right.
No problem. Right. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thank you.